A blue ribbon panel presented a long to-do list Wednesday for keeping the water flowing in Utah. And that's just the beginning, KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Utah's water strategy has been years in the making, and dozens of people with wide-ranging backgrounds have been sorting through the questions. How's Utah going to maintain its quality of life, a healthy environment, and a robust economy when water is limited and the population continues to grow?
There is no silver bullet solution.
Timothy Hawks was a task force leader. He's also a Republican legislator representing Centerville.
And the future will force us to make hard choices and become ever more careful in the way we conserve and allocate precious water resources.
The report says that means we need to use water more efficiently in homes, farms, and businesses, and to conserve it better. And higher water costs are almost certain. Utah Governor Gary Herbert organized the panel to include different and sometimes conflicting points of view. He praised task force members for thrashing through some touchy issues, including climate change, to suggest a path forward.
We're talking 50 years plus into the future, so it's not necessarily going to be easy.
Should agriculture get a bigger share, or cities? Are big, expensive water projects like the Lake Powell pipeline needed? If yes, who's paying? Herbert's next step is drafting a priority list.
The challenges we face are real. They are significant. But tough choices are going to be a part of that, but those are tough choices we can make.
The final water strategy report is posted on the Envision Utah webpage. Judy Faze, KUER News.